Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. There are many religions in the world, aren't there? And that means there are a lot of people who believe in God. In fact, there are a lot of people who believe in many gods. There are people who believe that all the different religions are all reflections of the one God. In fact, every single person has faith. Yes, even those people who do not believe in God. Think about it. It takes faith to believe that, doesn't it? To believe in something that you cannot prove. You cannot see God. And so you believe one way or the other, don't you? That is faith. You either believe in God or you don't. And yet we recognize as Christians that there is faith, there's general faith, and then there is specific faith. We confessed it in the Nicene Creed. We believe that the one true God is the triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And we get even more specific than that, in that the Son of God, Jesus Christ, became a human being. He is, in fact, the true God, one with the Father and the Holy Spirit. This is reflected in the gospel reading for today. What is your faith in? Is it in God, or is it more specific than that? The gospel reading tells us of 10 men who had leprosy, and they cried out to Jesus for mercy. Jesus, Master, have mercy upon us. And what was Jesus' response to this? He said to them, "Go and show yourselves to the priests." In the Old Testament, there were many regulations regarding being clean. To be able to go to the place of worship, you must be clean, because God only allows those who are clean to be in his holy presence. And one of the things that made a person unclean was leprosy. Suffering from this kind of skin disease made one outside of the community. And it was only once a person was cleansed of this, healed from this, that they could rejoin the community. But even that wasn't enough. First, the person had to go to the priest, because it was the priest who was the one who declared this person now clean. And so this is why Jesus is saying to those 10 men, go and show yourselves to the priests, so that the priest could declare them clean. But think about it. When Jesus said to those 10 men, go and show yourselves to the priests, this took quite some faith, because Jesus didn't even heal them yet. He simply said, go, and they took it on faith that they would be healed. Luke says that it was once they were going that they were cleansed. That is quite some faith. And yet we also see that there was one of them that turned back. When he saw that he was cleansed, he was ecstatic. He couldn't keep going to the priest. He had to turn back and praise God. He stood before Jesus and then bowed down before him, thanking him. He recognized something greater. And this is shown in the words of Jesus to him. Rise and go your way. Your faith has saved you. Now, Luke does not tell us about the faith of the other 9 men. We know they had faith because they believed that Jesus would heal them, and he did. But now that Jesus is pointing out this man's faith, your faith has saved you, and he's talking here about salvation, we see that there is now something more. This man sees something more. What kind of salvation is Jesus talking about when he says your faith has saved you? In fact, there are many different ways we can be saved. If you are drowning and someone rescues you, you have been saved. They saved you. And so, on the one hand, salvation can simply be rescue from some sort of physical need. Is this what Jesus was talking about? Was he saying to this man, rejoice because your faith has saved you. You are now healed. Well, it looks like there's something more because those other nine people, they were also healed. Salvation, of course, can also be something beyond physical healing, spiritual healing, that is eternal healing. Is this what Jesus was getting at when he was saying that your faith has saved you? Take a look at the actions of this man. When he returned, he gave glory to God. And when he was standing before Jesus, then he bowed before him and he thanked him. Did this man recognize Jesus for who he truly was? We know who he truly was. The Bible makes it clear that Jesus Christ, this man, was also true God. We also see that there was no one who saw or knew of Jesus who fully understood who he was. That is, not until his death and resurrection. So this man, he was bowing before Jesus. Was he praising God and then in his profuse thankfulness, bowing to Jesus as one in whom God was working? Maybe so, perhaps even probably so. But the fact is that what this man was doing was in fact bowing before God. Because Jesus Christ is true God. We know this. We know who Jesus is. And so we don't go along with the rest of the world and just believe in God. We don't just have faith. It is very specific. The God we believe in is the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The God we believe in is the one who has come in the flesh, Jesus Christ. The one, as we confessed in the Nicene Creed, conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, very God of very God. Jesus Christ, he is the one in whom our faith is. We believe in God. Specifically, we believe that Jesus is God. And so, like this man, though he probably did not recognize fully who Jesus was, he was in fact bowing before God, so also you. You actually do this. You bow before your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ right here. At this altar, when Jesus invites you to his table, you take his words in faith. You actually believe what he says. When he gives you bread and wine, you see it, you taste it, and then you also know that you are actually eating and drinking the very body of Christ, which makes you whole. You are drinking his very blood, which cleanses you of your sin. You bow before him, your Lord and Savior, who then says to you, get up and go your way. Your faith has saved you. You now have full and eternal life. You still live in a fallen and broken world. You live in a life in which you are still besieged by your sinful nature. You need continual cleansing. That is why your Lord gives to you what he gives to you in his word and in his very body and blood to continue to cleanse you and make you whole so that you can live in this fallen and broken world, so that you can get up and go and live in sacrifice and loving others, so that they too may know who the true God is. There's a lot of people looking for who to believe in. They want to believe in God, or they're not sure. We know who He is. He is Jesus Christ. And by the way we live, we can show them who He is, so that they too may join in the community of Christ that He has given to us in baptism. Our faith is in the one true God. And it's even more specific than that, because it is in Jesus Christ. He is the one who in His own body, suffering on the cross, took upon Himself all our infirmities in body and soul. This is who the true God is. He is the one who forgives you. He cleanses you. He makes you whole, so that you may live, certainly now in this life, but especially forever. Amen. And now the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.